are joined on the phone right now by Carson Janik. Carson, thanks for your time today. How you doing?
Good, good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So let's talk about your new release here, Neon to Lean On. It's I've been listening to this one. It's a great song. Tell us a little bit about your new project, your new release, and kind of how this one came to be.
Yeah, so this song was pitched to me from my producer at the time, and it was written by Trent Harmon, Rob Hatch, and Ben Simonetti. A lot of great American writers that helped to write this one, and came across my desk as a very different sounding tune, a lot of steel, which is something that I really love and I'm passionate about, and I thought that I definitely had to cut it.
Very cool. So when songs get pitched to you, do you know pretty quickly that you wanna cut it? Do you take a little time and kind of go back and forth? Is it different each time? How's that process for you?
For sure, I get pretty obsessive when it comes to songs that are sent to me. Yeah. So I'll spin it for about the entire day, and then I'll take a break and go back to it. But I knew pretty quickly that Neon to Lean On was one I had to cut.
Very cool. Awesome. Kind of love to hear how that process works. This summer, we're into kind of festival season. There's a lot of things on the way. Are you planning to be busy? Have you been busy here for this year? What's kind of this year looking like for you?
Yeah, I'm actually going on my first headlining tour.
Nice.
It's called the Happy and Broke Tour, and I'll actually be up near your neck of the woods on July 5th and 6th. I'm going to be in Big River.
Nice, yeah.
And in
cool.
Saskatoon. I'm going to be playing Country at the Creek.
Awesome.
And at Buds and Broadway.
Will this be your first time Country at the Creek?
This will be. This is going to be my first time performing in festivals that are outside of Ontario.
Oh, wow. Well, that's exciting. Country of the Creek, I've been going I've gone for many, many years to it. So it's just an absolute wonderful festival, wonderful organizers and people in charge. And you're going to have a blast out here. It's a great setting. So it sounds like it's going to be busy for you here with a tour coming up. For people that maybe haven't seen you perform live, it might be different each time, but what for the most part, what's kind of the set list looking like without giving away too much? Is it kind of a combo of originals and covers? Is it different each time? What's the set list looking like for you for the most part?
Yeah, it changes from time to time. I'd like to say a good mix of originals and covers. Some of the covers that we play are Morgan Wallen and Jason Aldean, some of the more modern country. But I definitely want to sprinkle in a few surprises.
Very, very cool. So how far ahead of like a tour or performance do you kind of get the playlist in kind of set to what you want it to do? Or do you take it each night and be like, after each show, I'm going to make a new set list? How does that process work for you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think I'm pretty spontaneous when it comes to the set list. We like to try and have something that's set in stone, but you know, you get halfway through a set, you need to call out different songs, and you can kind of just vibe it out from day to day. If you know you're not really feeling a song that you played, you can sub it out. Mm-hmm. But I think day of is kind of where we make most of our decisions.
Nice. Very, very cool. Again, joined right now by Carson Janik. If people kind of want to follow along with what you're up to, whether it be with updates with live shows, the tour, music, that kind of thing, how can people follow along? Is there a website, social media platforms? How can people check out with what you're up to?
Yeah, I'm very active on Instagram and Facebook at Carson Janik, and I just actually uploaded my first website. It's carsonjanik.com.
Nice. Awesome. Super simple, and a way for people to check out and see what you're up to. Have you had an opportunity to play the new tune a fair amount live? And I know sometimes artists like to kind of try out new songs before officially release, but kind of how's that gone for you? How's playing it live, and what's kind of been the reaction like for that one?
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to play it quite a bit live. Always gotten some great reviews, which is awesome to hear, especially when we're sending out songs to radio.
For
it kind of furthers our decision.
Yeah.
And it's just a super fun song to play live.
Absolutely love it. Carson, really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Wish you all the best. Have a blast out on tour and play in Saskatchewan. It's going to be some awesome. Country of the Creek's always a blast. So have a great time out here, and I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hope to see you there.